All right. Can you start off by introducing yourself and the play?
Sure. I am Courtney Walker, playwright and writer of The Mom Journals. The Mom Journals is a play with five characters. So each character has three monologues, and the monologues are interwoven to kind of tell a full circle story that each mother, a part of motherhood that each mother is going through, so that the audience can see just their connections, their differences, and what things they have in common as they're struggling in motherhood.
And how did you come up with this idea?
I think it was kind of a vague idea about 2 years ago. I've been in the Playwrights Lab at Live Arts for 2.5 years. And so I kind of, as soon as I went into the lab, I was working on monologues. Certainly by high school, I was in theater and loved writing short stories and journaling. And so the idea of writing or just working on monologues in general for theater has always been of interest to me. But probably about 2 years ago, I really thought about doing a full production of them and how that would work. And being that I've been a mother for 11 years now, that certainly seemed the most prominent topic for me at the time.
Did you have any other inspirations that you drew on, influences?
I would say I've had many influences. It's certainly changed over time. My mother is one of four sisters, and certainly all four of them are represented in a couple of the characters in vague ways. No character is a specific person, but they've certainly influenced me in many ways, just in ways that I, you know, respect their resilience and struggles they've had. Really, I'm kind of honestly quite fascinated with kind of my mother's generation and grandmother's generation in way of how much I know that they endured that mothers still today endure, and yet weren't really complainers about it. And I think today it's much more acceptable, which I think is in a lot of ways a good thing, to just purge that. Maybe it's a social media thing, but they were certainly strong influences of this piece.
Have you showed it to your mom?
She has read it. Yes, she has read it. Of course, is anticipating seeing it.
What'd she think?
She really liked it, but she has not. She's kind of baffled by my whole theatrical and writing inclination things. We're very different, but she, I think, greatly appreciates the work.
That's great. So the show is from the perspective of five moms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you write all of the monologues from scratch? Or I read in the description that it was, you know, sort of inspired by, influenced by the vagina monologues. And I think Eve Ensler conducted interviews to write those. Did you conduct any interviews?
I did not. So I first saw the vagina monologues in college and then reread it a couple of years ago, or probably pre-putting these together. So I did not conduct any interviews, but I recall just a different feeling about that piece at about 35 versus when I first saw it in college at age 20. And it's simply, I mean, it's such an important piece, and it delves a little bit into motherhood specifically, but it additionally made me want to write really a full, just kind of a full story into the behind the scenes of motherhood. But no, I didn't conduct interviews. I actually, in talking with one person, had an offer to interview a mother on a specific topic, and I chose not to for this. I might in the future for a different piece, but I really just wanted to create these characters without concern over how much they looked like a specific person or how much of someone else's story I was using. I felt like I had my archetypes and really knew what I wanted to do with them. And so that for me felt a little bit more free to play.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the five moms in the play?
Sure. Well, one of the first monologues I wrote was Jillian, who is, I call her my empty nester mom. And it ranges from when her daughter is, it doesn't say senior in high school, but upper high school, to when she has left for college. And that to me, I don't know why that was one of the first monologues that seemed like something that made sense for me to write. My daughter was about to start middle school, and it kind of, I think, therapeutically made me like fear the next big leap or wonder about the next big leap. And I certainly, with my aunts and friends' mothers, have certainly seen a little bit of that struggle for. So Jillian is really a character who's kind of trying to refine who she is without her children around. Dorcas is my mother-in-law character, who's also in a different kind of way struggling with her children being gone and getting married and having children and how much she's involved in that. Mickey is my teenage mom character, which I really felt it was significant to represent a teen mom in a positive light and show her as being a resilient person who's navigating something that often comes with a lot of judgment, specific, I think, to women and not men, honestly, in a lot of senses. Oddly, kind of is a lighter piece in the production. Rachel, who I play, is a mother struggling with postpartum depression and kind of physical muscular issues post-birth, and is just kind of my angry mom character that's kind of working on getting over that. And Beth is a character that deals a lot with infertility and whether or not to still become a mom and how to figure that out.
Really interesting. That's cool. You cover so many different parts of that experience. Would you be willing to read a little bit of one of the monologues?
Sure. This is from the Rachel monologues. Sully, my Sullivan boy, the maiden name I should have kept, now crowned on a son. I look into his dark blue eyes. Sweet boy, you could never be a baby angel brat. I hold him swaddled and drying in my arms, and then he makes a funny gurgling sound. The nurse checks him. Says he's okay, but they need to take him down for observation. He ends up spending 2 weeks in the NICU with a broken collarbone and a collapsed lung. I am so scared that I'm not scared at all. I find myself feeling nothing, thinking nothing. I go visit him every few hours, every day. He's the fattest little NICU baby that you ever did see, wailing in his bassinet and weighing in at just under 10 pounds. I guess I will stop there.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what your process of writing the play was like and what the Live Arts Playwrights Lab is?
Sure. The Playwrights Lab is really just a great space to, typically they meet in the building, and this year we meet in Zoom meetings every other week. And it's a great group of people where we just take turns if we have anything. Short play or even full-length play or monologues, anything we want to bring that's play related to have read in the group, or even bring, usually we bring in readers that aren't in the group to do the readings. You can schedule a reading and then we have a group discussion about that work. And it's really helpful, positive feedback. We talk about what works, what doesn't work, what we heard, what we would like to hear more about. And it's just a really great, encouraging group to work on playwriting. In way of this piece in the group, I think in 2000, early 2019, maybe some of 2018, I brought in two or three monologues, two of which ended up in this. I developed probably three of the characters about 2 years ago, but I didn't really know where I was going with them. Probably until about quarantine time. It was probably about May where I was like, okay, I could, I know the beginning of this character story or these three character stories. And now I really, then I really started to get a feel for giving them a middle and an end to just that, like maybe that year in the life of that character. And then developed probably the last two characters this summer. And so was certainly working on it, thinking it would be a stage production. But then also by September was thinking, okay, well, don't know when stage productions will be happening again, but this is also such an intimate look at each woman individually that this really could work online as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about your style as a playwright?
I know that I kind of get a note in lab every so often about it being having a poetic element to it. Certainly like some nature descriptiveness is kind of I tend to throw in. I think all of that comes from loving poetry in high school and playing around with poetry a lot in high school. It's amazing how different each playwright in lab writes naturally. That's been really eye-opening to me to see how naturally different people who love writing write. So for me, I know that I always lean towards family dynamic kind of stories. So this certainly, you know, is a side set of that.
I have kind of another process-y question. Were your kids around while you were writing?
Yes and no. I cannot write in the same room with my children. Not really. I can write lists or write a list of ideas down, but 9 times out of 10, if I'm writing closed in my room at nap time, which is really my 4-year-old is the only one that still takes an afternoon nap, but the others they are kind of trained to be quiet while he takes a nap. Or I write when they go to bed. Those are really my only two windows that I write.
Do you have any advice for other parents out there trying to do creative work or really any kind of work while their kids are home all day? I think that's a common experience.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things where you almost have to be either fed up enough or just determined enough to schedule yourself to just finally do it. One thing I think that struck me, so I think I'd written most of these in July or August and kind of had probably a month in there where I kind of was just, you know, again, writing little lists here and there and debating how I was going to finish things and tie them up and kind of spending too much time hemming and hawing over it and not giving myself that separate space from my family to do so. And then I read this thing about I think it was specific to quarantine, but even if you're home, even if your deadlines are no longer there, set your deadlines so that you finish your work. And so I set the deadline of September 1st to finish writing this and finished, you know, roughly the last section, probably the last 5 monologues in a couple of weeks. At the end, at least the last 3. So kind of suddenly wrote it much faster than I had been doing all summer, but I already had sat with it in my mind for so long that it really wasn't as hard as I thought it would be to just do it. So I think that's certainly something, I mean, although I will say, if you're to parents who are in a newborn to first year with a baby, I don't think I ever could have written in such a scheduled way in that year of life. But now that they're a little older, it's easier to set apart that time.
Since you've been thinking so much about motherhood and writing about motherhood, how would you describe yourself as a mom?
So I have two characters that I have referred to through the production process as the Jekyll and Hyde of me. One being kind of the frustrated mother who deals very well with it, and then the other being a frustrated mother who's not dealing well with it at all. And I relate fully to both of them. I think raising kids is a constant balance between laughing at things that are a ridiculous pain or enjoying them, or then apologizing because you yelled at them. I remember thinking a few years ago, or I think talking to a girlfriend and saying every single day runs the gamut of happy to angry to upset to back to fine with how things are. And I think you hit a point in motherhood where you just accept that that's what it is. It's everything most days. So I think I'm an okay mom. I think I'm probably pretty hard on myself as a mother. I'll ask my kids later and see what they say.
I'm consistently in awe of my mother. I don't have any kids, but she's amazing.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of five. And yeah, I really, as an adult, have become more in awe of my mother than I ever. I definitely took it for granted as a child, all the juggling.
Would you recommend parents watch this show with their kids or not?
I would not recommend that parents watch this with their kids. It is very, with each character, certainly comes an adult theme. And it really has some hard looks at motherhood in it. When with the ticket purchase is the warning that there is discussion of abortion. There is description of miscarriage, and it deals with postpartum depression and death of a family member. So certainly some of the themes are very adult. It also is very, I hope, a heartwarming show, but I would recommend adult children watch it with their parents, but not for young people.
That's kind of related to the next thing I was going to ask, which is, you know, when your kids are older, is it something that eventually you'd like to share with them?
Yes. I think and they already want to watch it. So it is hard to be working on a play that they can't see, because they have seen plays that I've been in before. So to them, they're a little frustrated with me at the moment. And I might show them some clips. We'll see how it goes. But yes, I would love to share playwriting and theater more with them as it's age appropriate.
Who are you writing this play for? What do you hope people will get out of it?
I would love to think that anyone who's dealt with children or, you know, raised children, been around children at all, could relate to it. But I do think it's certainly most for mothers. I think with each character's story, I really care the most that mothers watching it feel validated, that yes, it's a lot of hard work that you've put in that has been worth it. And so, yeah, I that's what I hope more than anything, is that any mother watching it feels like they can relate to one, if not several characters, and that they feel validation in what they're hearing.
And this last question is one I've been asking of, you know, a lot of different kinds of artists who are used to doing art in person. What do you miss most about live in-person theater?
Oh, everything. Being a stay-at-home mom, I've kind of gotten my theater experiences in little bouts over the years. I have a BFA in theater from Longwood. But yes, everything. I miss the stage. I miss the feeling of hearing an audience out there and the quiet in a room when you're performing. This is certainly a new and fun way to do theater online, but I will love when theaters reopen too.
You want to talk about when it comes out and where people can go to watch it?
Yes. The Mom Journals will air through Live Arts. You can go to their website or their Facebook page to check out the information and get the link for tickets. The performances will air January 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st.